Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Leading up to today, Thanksgiving online spending hit a record $6.1 billion, an 8.8% increase from last year. And on this busy Black Friday shopping day, three people were injured in a shooting at a mall in Little Rock, Arkansas.
In a statement, Little Rock's mayor says two people put in jeopardy the lives and safety of those at the Park Plaza Mall and that he's praying for the victims. Police say three people were injured in the shooting at the mall and have non-life-threatening injuries. The mayor saying he trusts those responsible will be held fully accountable.
Syrian jihadist rebels have breached Aleppo in a surprise offensive, the attack reigniting Syria's front line for the first time in years. The top House Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, says several members of his caucus have been targeted with fake threats of pipe bombs placed in mailboxes, messages signed MAGA. SunFed Produce recalling cucumbers sold in 13 states and five Canadian provinces linked to a salmonella outbreak. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase, however, and may not be completed for a couple of years. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about Medicare scammers during open enrollment season. The open enrollment period will run until December 7th, and during this time of year, scammers begin to target older residents who may not be as suspicious of the scam. DATCP officials say if you're not sure if a Medicare agent who has contacted you is legitimate, you should hang up and call Medicare yourself. Scams should be reported to the DATCP Consumer Protection Hotline. Three men involved in a bar brawl in Rice Lake in 2023 have been ordered to pay over $23,000 in restitution. According to court documents, two Rice Lake men and a Dallas man were involved in the altercation at Mr. Bob's Bar that left another man severely injured. The victim was found in the parking lot behind the bar by authorities, unable to move his left arm and bleeding from the face. He had allegedly told the three defendants to leave the bar because they were making people uncomfortable. All three were criminally charged. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in a string of arsons over the last 2 weeks. The Sheriff's Office has released surveillance footage from the area of one of the fires, and they're hoping somebody from the public may recognize the suspect or be able to provide additional information. Over the last 2 weeks, there have been six suspected arson fires in the areas of Radisson, Exelent, and Birchwood. Anybody with information on the incident should contact the Sheriff's Office tip line. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers season is over. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin losing at home today to Minnesota, 24-7. Minnesota wins the Paul Bunyan Axe. The Badgers finish with a losing record of 5-7, and for the first time in 22 years will not go to a bowl game. Head coach Luke Fickell, to any Badgers players thinking of hitting the transfer portal out of Madison.
This isn't the place they want to be because they don't want to climb this mountain. Then they're going to have an easy shot to go ahead and go do that. But those that want to stay, those that want to grind this thing through, we're going to do what we need to do. And we're going to make him proud with the guys that want to be here. We got a lot of work to do.
NFL, the Packers beat the Dolphins 30-17. Matt LaFleur praised running back Josh Jacobs' performance.
I think he brings a different dimension to us, just that physicality. I don't know how many broken tackles he had yesterday, but it sure seemed like a lot.
In Chicago, Matt Eberflus fired as the Bears head coach after failing to use a timeout at the end of yesterday's loss in Detroit. The Bears have now lost six games in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly cloudy and cold for tonight as lows drop back into the single digits. And some sunshine mixed with the clouds here for your Saturday afternoon. Highs only upper teens. Into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy for Sunday. A few flurries.
Currently we're at 15.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Well, no Dom today, but you do have his producer, Jess P.S. with me, Mr. Aaron Zommers, producer for The Todd Alba Show and floating production for wherever Civic Media needs it. Welcome back, my friend.
Hello there.
Hello and welcome to the second hour of the Dom Salvia Show with no Dom Salvia because, well, I got him to commit to doing 2 days this week, and frankly, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame him for wanting to take days off.
No, he's a very, very hardworking man, and he actually has a real job in addition to radio. You might not know that. So while we had those pre-recorded segments, we got some calls and texts asking about production. Because since Dom isn't here today and he's always saying, don't let him see the sausage get made, we're letting you see how the sausage gets made. Sausage being radio here. And if you have ever had questions about how do these two people or multiple people having a conversation end up in my ear holes across the state or country or world, depending on how you're listening to us, feel free to give us a call. Give us a text. Ask your questions. 855-752-4842. I want to go to the lines first. And then I've got some questions for you, Aaron, because you brought up a film. You mentioned a film to me that has the most fascinating title. And just, I'm so excited to hear. Yeah. I'm so excited for this. But first, we're going to go to the lines. Andrew from Detroit, you've been waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Listening to the two of you, just enlightening. I want to say, I would hope your show host would embrace some of this music that you're talking about. I think it's so important. I grew up in the 70s, so I remember people in the mud. In the mud, in the grass, in farmers' fields in New York, and you know, and fighting for their freedom, really fighting for their freedom. And now it's like, oh well, I guess we just voted, and it didn't work out. And it's very sad. And I'm hoping that radio, because I listen to radio, makes a change towards that. So I understand how the music also influences that. And if you producers can help get that kind of idea across. Also, I was mentioning to Jess, you want to tickle the ear of other shows, like the Stephanie Miller Show, like the Tom Hartman Show, you know, some of the others on the Stephanie Miller podcast, because while some of it might be offensive, when we are so brokenhearted over what happened, some of the fart humor
it heals the soul. You know? It heals something broken when you can just get out some laughs, right, Andrew?
Laughter is the best medicine.
It really is. Well, thank you for your call, Andrew.
When I listen to Dom Show, I don't laugh so much.
Oh, well, we'll work on that. Dom.
Yeah, he is a funny guy.
He is a really funny guy. But, you know, especially since the election, a lot of our coverage has been a lot heavier. It's been a lot of trying to make sense of what just happened. So I definitely hear you, Andrew. And that's something that I've been talking with Dom about, actually. That's been part of our production meetings of, yeah, the world is scary right now and really uncertain, and we don't know what all's going to happen. And a lot of the news that we're covering is also scary. I mean, looking at cabinet picks that Trump is picking right now, that's terrifying.
Looking what it might mean for around the world, Ukraine, Gaza, all those places.
Right.
We don't know.
We don't know. So one of the reasons why for yesterday's show, we talked about gratitude. We talked about the Nobel Prizes, these things that coming together, we can actually recognize some of the good in the world, because I think it's important. I think that we need to take time, especially when we have it, take some time to acknowledge the good. So yesterday, if you missed that episode, just like if you miss any episode, you can always find it online at civicmedia.us/shows, as well as on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Are there any other ones, Aaron?
I don't think so.
I think we were on Google Podcasts there might be other, for a bit, but
there's probably other podcatchers or whatever you call them that you can find it on, but those are the main ones.
Yeah, so you can.
That's another thing you can always count on the producers to do is plug those, because we write the description, so we're always thinking about it.
Indeed. And sometimes it's easy to write up those descriptions because it's exactly what we talked about during our show prep, and sometimes they are wildly different. So if you're ever watching on our live streams, which if you didn't know that we have live streams, y'all. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Turns out you do need a face for radio these days, and it's stupid. I'm kidding. I think it's cool. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's cool to see where people come from, or like sometimes we have remote
shows.
See the
way that people make their spaces sound nice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? No,
no,
you don't know?
I'm in one of my sister's bedrooms at my parents' house because I came home for Thanksgiving this weekend, and I'm not going to turn the camera because this table is a huge mess that I have everything on, because everything is stacked on puzzle boxes.
Balanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've got a mattress on the wall behind me. I've got a bunch of pillows in front of me. Still a little echoey, but it's better.
Because a producer will always make it work, right?
As best we can.
As best we can. We've got a couple more calls lined up before we get into talking about that film. And then we'll be working our way over to board games and tabletop role-playing games. Joe from Madison, how are you, my friend?
Joe. Great idea for a show. And I'm telling you, I am enjoying this like crazy since my previous career was working as a producer and producer in TV. So I am, my heart is with you, honey. My heart is with you 100%. And hearing these stories, just start keeping a list, because the stories will amaze you by the time you're done. There was a film done in 1997 called Wag the Dog. Not sure if you guys have seen it. Dustin Hoffman starred as a Hollywood producer who was tasked with creating a fictional war, and it was his best work ever, and he couldn't tell anybody about it. Absolutely great, a great show. But I remember seeing it back then when I was working as a producer, and he had this line that he kept saying, which is whenever any calamity was happening, he'd say, this is nothing. And then he'd provide an example of another catastrophe that he had worked his way through. And I just remember one of them was, we were doing a film about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and three of the horsemen died. It was 2 weeks before the end of principal photography. And I'm sure all of you have been through the circumstance where you've done all the switches, you've done all your prep, and it's dead air.
Oh my God!
And
yes.
You're thinking about the FCC, and it's dead air. Mm-hmm. And offer for your consideration just a little story from our background. We had a Saturday morning where they showed shorts and films, and this was the old day of true films, you know, reels of films in a tin can, basically. And our chief engineer, incredibly talented guy, really, really good guy, this was an easy job for him. This is nothing for him to thread a projector and then hit the button. And so you're waiting. It's Saturday morning. Go get another cup of coffee. You got 5 more minutes. You got 3 more minutes. And 30 seconds before air, he opens up the can, gets ready to, he tries to open the can to get it ready for air, and he can't get the can open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And he has to file the FCC report on technical reason why film didn't air, couldn't open can. So just keep a list. There will be all sorts of reasons why you're pulling out your hair, but it's enormous fun and enormous, and it matters. I mean, the work really, really matters. And mm-hmm. I think the seamlessness with which you do your work, you realize what an incredible dance it is every day to try to make it all work. And
it
the
really
unforeseen,
is.
I mean, the yeah, the unforeseen is just, it's part of the creative juices have to get going in order to solve these problems. And I think it opens your heart to realize how many people have great creativity in their lives because they are solving problems. So mm-hmm. whether that be, you know, a politician who's trying to solve something, a contractor who runs into a huge problem, but life is about solving problems, and the creativity that and humor that you can use to get through it are just, they make all the difference in the world. So thanks a lot, you guys. This is really a great idea for a show, and I hope you return to this configuration soon of just the producers giving their 2 cents. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Yeah,
well,
thank you,
you know
much.
What? We just might.
That'd be fun. I mean, if any of you are like me, and I'm sure Joe is since she was a producer, which is very cool, cool to learn
mm-hmm.
that. The behind the scenes stuff is the coolest about
Absolutely.
Anything, about radio, about film, about TV.
Stage.
Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I did mm-hmm. theater tech in high mm-hmm. school and stuff like that. And getting to do that is so cool. Like when we set up our set for election night downstairs from the Normal Madison studio.
Gorgeous.
That was incredibly cool to just mm-hmm. go in that room and see, all right, the room is a huge mess. And then right where the camera is looking is perfect.
It's
and you
pristine.
Do everything you can.
For that.
Also sitting on that and seeing yourself in the camera and Ugh. Looking like you're on TV was very surreal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So for election night, Civic Media, our headquarters in Madison, the engineers and producers built an absolutely stunning set that we use for... well, we used it Tuesday and Wednesday. Were Madison folks using it on Monday as well?
The day before, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it was so beautiful, so professional. And if you ever want to see that, the records are all on YouTube. Aaron and I had the experience of producing the election night special together. That's definitely one that'll stick around. Just all these experiences that you have in production, it's incredible. The people that you meet and the skills that you learn, it's all very special. And if you ever have a question about it, please feel free to call or text us, 855-752-4842. I see 2 more callers on our list. We will get back to you in just a few moments. And then we will be moving into tabletop role-playing games. So if you've ever had a crazy experience there that you'd like to share, get ready to give us a call then. Welcome. We'll be right back with the Dom Salvia Show.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The hands are coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show with your guest host today, Jess P.S. I'm always here. Normally, I am quiet except for making snide comments, unless Dom doesn't have a guest, in which case I sort of function as his co-host. Anyways, I should be familiar to some of you, especially any of you who have ever called into a show. And I'm joined here by my friend Aaron Zommers, producer of the Todd Alba Show, for this very special edition of the Dom Salvia Show. Oops, all producers. Welcome back, Aaron. Over the break, we were just talking about musical choices. And apparently this was something that I learned new today about the Todd Alba Show, is that you have a default song. I knew that Freedom was your theme, but I didn't know it was also your default for bumpers.
Yeah, a little secret about some of the choices behind why we do the Todd Alba Show the way we do. So since the first show, we've used Freedom by George Michael as the theme song, just because it fits it's a lighthearted tune. It's about freedom, which is, you know, the biggest, most important thing for Todd. And it fits his mission of pursuing the truth, whatever it may lead. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we use it more than just at the beginning of each hour is because it functions as the show's logo. So if you hear it, you know you're listening to the Todd Alba Show, even if it's not just the top of the hour. So we don't always use it. Sometimes there's something appropriate for the topic or something funny. Definitely often something funny, or I'll play a different song. But that's always the default we go on that we use. And then we go out of the show with Bang Your Drum by Dead Man Fall, which is a song about optimism and perseverance.
Very good. Very good. For the Dom Salvia Show, we don't have any regular songs. We have our opener, which we use at the top of each of our hours, which we talked about over break a bit. That's recorded by Todd Michaels, one of the senior producers at Civic Media, who is also the voice of Civic Media. So for all of those promos that you hear between segments of talk, whether it's a promo that's showing the next episode for whatever show it is, or if it's just a highlight, it'll be introduced and there'll be a little outro that is done by Todd Michaels.
Yeah, all the little Dom Salvia, weekdays 4 to 6.
Very good. Very good. We're going to cut that and we're just going to slide it in somewhere.
See if anyone notices.
See if anyone notices. See if Dom notices. Maybe not. But on the bumpers here today, I've been choosing some of my favorites. And like I said, for Dom Sylvia show, we only have that opener for the first segment of each hour. And then I use the same song for the outro bumper on that first segment for just sort of whatever I feel like is going to be the mood. Or if we have a regular guest, like Matt Rothschild is a... He's a regular guest host, and he is an avid bird watcher. So a while ago, one of our producers cut a bunch of bird-related songs, including Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants, which I have designated as Matt's theme song. So that's always there. So sometimes you can hear just little stylistic touches on that. We're still talking behind-the-scenes production. If you have any questions or comments about the work that we do, give us a call, 855-752-4842. We do have a couple callers on the line who I want to get to. Thank you for your patience. We're going to go to Joanne from Madison once I get control over my mouse again. Huh.
It be like that sometimes.
It do be like that sometimes. Give me one moment here. We're gonna do a little production. We're going to turn it off, and we're going to turn it back on again and see if it works.
And sometimes you got to switch batteries or things like that. Mm-hmm. But ideally, it happens when somebody else is talking.
Yeah. But it's not. And now it's stuck on a screen. That's great.
Well, we can take phone calls next time, next segment.
We can take phone calls next segment, indeed. I will switch that over during our mid-hour break, and we will take care of it. Aaron, I need you to tell me a little bit about this film. When we were setting up our show for today, I said that I wanted to do some highlights and maybe some lowlights from Thanksgiving. And you brought just an incredible highlight to me. Now, don't spoil this film for me, but tell me the title and then tell me a little bit more.
It would be very difficult to spoil just because of how it works. So a little backstory on how I came to this. I was editing the Cripes cast for this weekend with Charlie Behrens, which features the main actor and one of the writers for this movie. And as soon as I finished editing it, I went home and my roommate Parker and I watched it. And it is now one of my favorite movies because it just sounded so fascinating. So it is called Hundreds of Beavers. And
Hundreds of Beavers.
Yes.
Oh,
Hundreds of
that.
Beavers.
For multiple
it's
reasons. Okay, tell me more.
Indie movie filmed in northern Wisconsin in the woods, in the snow. And it's basically... It's a black and white slapstick silent comedy.
Oh, it's silent.
And it's,
okay.
Well,
silent beavers.
Like, they don't talk, but there's sound effects like a lot. Mm-hmm. It's basically a cross between live action Looney Tunes and Monty Python. And it is so funny.
That sounds so fun.
It's honestly genius. Like the first 2 minutes of watching it, I'm like, what did I sign up for? This is real weird, but I'm into it. And then as you go on, every little throwaway joke is not a throwaway joke. It all ties in masterfully. And I can't believe how much love and care they put into it. And doing it in black and white, they have something like 1,500 effects shots in the movie because it's so cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
And so hearing on the podcast, if you want to listen to the Cripes cast this weekend at noon on Saturday and Sunday or on Charlie Behrens website, you can hear more about the behind the scenes. And that was fascinating as well. But next week, Thursday the 5th, in a few towns in Wisconsin, is the last theatrical showing because this movie's a couple of years old. And so if you want to see the movie in theaters, which I recommend because then everybody's laughing and enjoying it together on the big screen, in Milwaukee at the Oriental, in Madison at the Barrymore, in Watertown at Town Cinema, and in La Crosse at Rivoli Theater on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. is when that is being shown. You can also go to hundredsofbeavers.com to learn more about it. You can watch it on streaming if you can't make it to that. But yeah,
how I will be enjoying it because I will be working at that time on Thursday. But that's a great little promo. Something else that I want to be talking about is Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
Is this upcoming Saturday. So those local theaters, those do qualify as small businesses. And that's a great way to support your community, which we're kind of all about here at Civic Media. By the way, I got my mouse to work. When we come back, we'll be taking those calls. We'll catch you on the Dom Sylvia Show, Oops, All Producers Edition, in just a few minutes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin farmers are losing hope that a new farm bill or an extension on the current farm bill will be approved during the final days of the year. The United States Congress will return to session on Tuesday with about 2 weeks to approve another farm bill extension or a new farm bill entirely. But experts believe there will be no movement on the bill until the next Congress. The bill was a major topic in the final days of Wisconsin's Senate race and provides support for the farming industry like crop insurance and sustainable farming assistance. The National Weather Service says a manufacturing plant in western Wisconsin shares some responsibility for the Thanksgiving snow that coated the area. According to a social media post, the steam from the glass factory in Menominee and normal weather conditions combined perfectly to create snowflakes for a few hours, covering hundreds of miles in some light snow. Law enforcement authorities also say the factory-induced snow caused major traffic problems, forcing them to respond to 16 crashes in the span of about 5 hours. Hunters in Sawyer County had an especially slow start to the gun deer hunt season. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, hunters registered just 349 bucks during opening weekend, a significant drop from the 513 bucks registered in 2023. They also registered significantly fewer does than the five-year average, with 170 registered this year compared to an average of 259. Officials expect recent snow to help with the slow harvest in the second half of the season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding fishing enthusiasts in the northern regions that Lake Superior's lake trout season will officially start this weekend. The season begins on December 1st and will continue until either September 30th or the harvest cap is hit. To participate, fishers must purchase a 2024-2025 general fishing license from the DNR, as well as a Great Lakes trout and salmon stamp. Both can be purchased online or in person. Anglers should also check the recreational fishing quota in their regions. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly cloudy and cold for tonight as lows drop back into the single digits. And some sunshine mixed with the clouds here for your Saturday afternoon. Highs only upper teens. Into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy for Sunday. A few flurries. Currently, we're at 15.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show with your guest host today, Jess P.S., always at the board, usually not hosting. So this is a new experience. Joined by my friend Aaron Zommers. Welcome back, everyone, to this very special episode of the Dom Salvia Show. Oops, all producers, where we're peeling back the veil a little bit on radio production. And hopefully at some point also talking some tabletop gaming. I know, Aaron, you were very excited when I sort of tentatively was like, do you ever play Dungeons and Dragons?
Like, and I was trying
constantly.
To think of what. Yeah, basically. I was trying to think of what superlative way to say yes.
Yes, all the time. I would be playing Dungeons and Dragons right now if I could. And that's you know, where I want to be too. So we will get to that. However, callers, you've been so patient, and I really do appreciate. I had my mouse freeze on a monitor that was not where I had the phones. So I had to do a little bit of that problem solving on the air, which I did. And now we're going to go back to the phones. Joanne in Madison, I teased you when I said that we were going to go to you, and then we were stuck. So Joanne in Madison, you are on the line now. How are you doing, my friend?
Great. I'm doing especially well because of this wonderful show, and I hope that you two get your own program soon.
Oh, goodness.
So we can enjoy more of this. A quick question, and it's a sausage-making related question. How do you find out how many people are listening to you on the air? And I know you can count how many people are accessing the archives and all of that, but I'm just wondering, are there ratings out there so you can guesstimate how many people, or are you playing it by ear?
Well, I can tell you that I know the number of people who are streaming over our various platforms. That shows up in the corner of our streaming. However, I don't know if there's a way to count how many people are listening live. Aaron, do you know that?
Live? No. But the answer is kind of, and it depends
it
on
depends.
The station. As far as people listening on the Civic Media app, we get counts there because, again, that's a stream, so it's really easy to count how many people are listening. Mm-hmm. As far as over-the-air radio, some markets, such as Milwaukee, like some bigger places, are metered, it's what it's called, which means that it automatically counts how many people are listening to create ratings. Mm-hmm. And other ones, a company called Nielsen sends out little diaries, they call them, like a little sheet of paper that'll be like, do you listen to the radio? What do you like? What do you listen to? What station is it? What's your favorite show? Do you watch TV, etc.? Mm-hmm. And so it relies kind of on self-reporting. It's a lot of guesstimation by people who know how to guesstimate well. Mm-hmm. But we don't really have access to those numbers because, as far as I'm aware, they don't really happen in real time.
That's pretty fair. Joanne, does that answer your question?
Yes, that is the case. I was just wondering if there were some special rating system or something like that that you'd want to put in a place to find out how to expand your markets and all of that in, rapidly growing compendium of stations. Just a quick note about Gary Gygax, the creator of Dungeons & Dragons. My husband played war games with him. In the 1960s. Yes, he started with war games.
Yes, he did.
Unfortunately, he died way too early. He died because of smoking and all that at age 67. But he contributed so much to the very concepts of video gaming today and mm-hmm. gaming of all sorts with levels. The levels that one could progress. It's hard to believe that people didn't have those concepts before Dungeons & Dragons and all of that, but he was a genius in so many different ways, and hailing from Wisconsin makes him especially relevant.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gary Gygax.
Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva,
and this year
Wisconsin.
Is the 50th anniversary of the first edition of D&D.
It
so that's cool.
Sure is. I actually have with me the 50th edition Player's Handbook, and it is just one of the most gorgeous things I have ever seen. Every single
I still have
page,
to check that one out.
Oh, my God. It's stunning. It is what I am buying for myself for the holidays because it is... gorgeous. Every single page has art on it that is just, it blows my mind every time I look at it. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Tom from Jackson, you have been very, very patient on the lines. What is on your mind, my friend?
Well, two things. One is that I so enjoy civic media, and it's really become a part of my life, and I enjoy most of the programs. And I like, it's more of a homey, just you, for instance, listening to you too, is so nice. And I so hope that civic media stays on the air, and I'm glad that it's, seems like it's expanding, and each channel has its own unique kind of flair to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've listened to some of the other ones up north, and I like Pat's show. I also like that it seems like I like hearing the women talk, especially.
Yeah.
It's true. It's nice to hear you on the air. And I like that doctor who's on, who ran for, I think, the Senate.
Dr. Lyerly ran for Congress.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
We're birthday buddies.
Who are you?
And I liked the lady who does the weather in the morning.
Brittany Merlot.
Yeah. It'd be nice to hear, you know, maybe hear her more, too.
Well, she stops by Matt and Air on Air every week. I believe multiple times a week, actually.
Yeah, for Weather and Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like her on, especially in the morning on Pat's show. It's nice to hear her, you know, talk about what's going to be happening and stuff. And she's just a wonderful voice and really thoughtful and intelligent, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
And some of the callers, like Joe, who calls in, boy, is she a smart lady.
Oh, really, yeah.
A smart gal. You can just hear it in her voice, you know, really intelligent. And that the Indian program out of Minnesota, what a nice program.
Native Roots Radio. That's a really good one.
Oh, God. It's just all the main guy who runs it. What's his name?
Robert Pilot.
I had a work injury, so my memory is just really bad now. But I can see it and I can think about it, but it's hard for me to come up with names at times. But and even the gal that's on the hunting show on Saturday at 11
in
the morning.
Oh, Danielle. Danielle Fairman.
Yeah, she, what a laugh. I just
love
it.
Oh, my goodness. She has sparkly. The most, just the best laugh. She Raised in Wisco is another one of the shows that I produce. So I get to hang out with Danielle and Joel every week when we record those episodes. And Danielle, in addition to having a fantastic laugh and smile, she has the bestest dog. His name is Bandit.
I haven't met her dog.
The only thing he will ever steal is your heart. And he's just...
Yeah.
He's a good, good boy. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tom, for calling. And thank you so much for your love and... these words of praise for this network. I really do think that civic media is doing something a little different, something a little new, and definitely something important.
And I think people like our CEO Sage, and him finding other people with similar beliefs of it is very important. Those beliefs of telling the truth, doing it with integrity, and being yourself. And allowing programs to grow that maybe start small and really do become something special.
Yeah, there really is something about local radio and hearing information that's locally based, hearing voices that are locally based. I really do think that it matters. Some of those locally based voices, I'm coming back to our text line. This one is referencing mashed potatoes. Very, very important, as we know that this is Mr. Zahmer's favorite dish and also producer Gracie's favorite dish.
Yes.
The correct way to make mashed potatoes, according to Keith from Broadhead, lots of butter and sour cream, not milk, makes it richer, creamier, and slightly tangy mashies. Very, very, very good recommendations. I'm also a huge supporter of the butter and sour cream route for a mashed potato, but I do love the cream cheese. I just think it's really good.
I'll have to try that. I've done sour cream. I haven't done cream cheese, though.
Try it.
But I'll have to try it.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. We've also got a text from Tyler from Columbia County. Producer day is best day. Thanks, Tyler. As an IT who always works in the background, I always appreciate your hard work that you both do, especially when the things go wrong. Oh, my goodness. And the things, they will be going wrong. Thank you, Tyler. And thank you, Tyler, for what you do. Without our IT, nothing gets done. Absolutely sure. Nothing. If we don't have our engineers, when the crap hits the fan, then it's all dead air. Which sometimes will still happen, but the engineers will get us back up and to your ears in no time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you still have questions, want to know more about how the sausage is made, give us a call, 855-752-4842. But I really want to move on to Dungeons & Dragons, because come on, man, I love D&D. I really do. For any of you who aren't familiar, Dungeons & Dragons is a role-playing game, which means that you adopt a role that you normally do not live, and you act out as that character. It is also a tabletop game, meaning that most versions of it are played just sitting around a table. You don't...
With pen and paper and dice.
Ooh, yeah, give me a good roll. Oh, I love that
natural
sound.
20. Just kidding. It's an 18.
Well,
which is still good.
You could have just rolled with it. Come on, man.
Ha, ha, ha.
So it is a tabletop role-playing game. And as our caller Joanne brought up, it has its origins in Wisconsin, which I didn't know when I first started playing, but when I learned that, I was like, of course it does, because we're the best. Now, there
just
are...
find out more and more that we're the best.
More and more, every single day. The state rocks. Dungeons & Dragons has been around for 50 years. We're currently celebrating the 50-year anniversary of this game. It's gone through a lot of editions. The most recent 5th edition just got a little bit of a polishing up, a little bit of an upgrade. It's not quite a full new edition. They're not calling it 6th edition. Some people are calling it D&D Next. Some people are just saying it's 5e plus or 5.5.
Or that new thing they're doing.
Just, yeah, you know. So, Zombers, how did you get into Dungeons & Dragons?
So, for me, there's two aspects that I love. Mm-hmm. There's the group storytelling creativity. Yes. And the mechanical crunchiness, quote unquote, of the game, the rules, finding out fun ways to use and abuse them. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was really little, story and word games with my friends are like a lot of what we did. We would do games, I guess kind of games, where it would be like, okay, each person says a sentence and we're all making a big story.
And
we did that a lot. And then I saw in a bookstore rule books for D&D and other similar games. And I was like, whoa, the cool illustrations. And I looked at it and I was like, wait, this just sounds like what I already do, but cooler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Turns out I was correct.
Absolutely.
It was what we already do, but cooler.
Yeah. I mean, at its core, Dungeons & Dragons is collaborative storytelling. It is working with a group of your friends to tell a story as it goes.
And the rules serve as great guardrails to get you there. You might think, oh, I'm not creative enough for that. Or, I'm not really good at game rules. Sounds too complicated. But it's set up in a way to get you everybody on board on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And if you have an epic D&D story, which we all do if you've played Dungeons & Dragons, give us a call. Give us a text. 855-752-4842. We'll be right back on the Dom Salvia Show, minus Dom Salvia.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. One last segment with your guest host of the day, Jess P.S. Always here, not usually the first one on the mics, with my co-host, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Now, I have a question for you really quick before we get back into Dungeons & Dragons. Who decided on calling you Mr. Zommers?
That was Todd.
That's just how he rolls?
Yeah, that's just how he rolls, where it'll be like, Mr. Mathers, Mr. Zommers. He likes referring to people like that. And it just stuck.
I see.
And it works, especially because we have more than one Aaron in the company now.
Yes, we do.
So it works better that way.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only Jess, as far as I know, in the company.
We also have the catchy Jess P.S., even if we do get another.
So. Right. Yeah. I was just going by Jess or producer Jess for a while. And then Dom was like, what should I actually call you on the show? And I was like, oh, let me think about it. And I was like, well, you know, if I just go with the last initials, I think that kind of really works. So my name is Jess Plotkin-Sell, hyphenated. And I like the Jess P.S. I think it rolls off really mm-hmm. nice. And so that's what we've been going with for about 2 months here. So I want to come back to Dungeons and Dragons, because this is... it's just one of my absolute favorite things in this world. I've been playing since I was a sophomore in high school. I was taking an art class, and a couple of my friends there, they were talking about like, yeah, we're going to get this group together to play Dungeons and Dragons. And I had never played it before, but it had always been something that was like, that looks like so much fun, but it's so nerdy. And I was at this point, I was just like, screw it.
Like Stranger Things and Critical Role have done a lot to get rid of that perception or soften it. Like,
certainly.
Is it nerdy? A little bit, but it's also fun, and
so
everybody
fun.
Likes it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's no longer a taboo thing; it's a cool thing now.
Yeah. So I started playing with this group, and we ended up playing a campaign that lasted for about 5 years.
Wow! Yeah.
And it was just, we would meet every week on Saturdays from like 3 p.m. to whenever we were done, which was usually Well, you know, 11 p.m., midnight, 2 a.m., just
that's
endless cans of Mountain Dew, endless cans of Doritos.
That's one thing I miss about playing in junior high and high school is the, like, on a weekend, just playing all day.
Oh,
and that doesn't happen
yes.
as much anymore, at least for me.
So one of the things that I love best about D&D is everyone comes out of their games having experienced some form of shenanigans.
Always.
It's a game where creativity is usually rewarded, at least in the form of laughs.
Yes, it'll be rewarded. Just
it'll
maybe
be rewarded.
Not how you expect.
Maybe not how you expect. Probably not actually how you expect, because so much comes down to chance. The way that you determine whether something that you want to do succeeds or fails, you roll dice for almost everything. Oh, yeah, I love that sound.
That was a bad one. That was 6.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
The die I rolled goes from 1 to 20, so
yeah.
That was not good.
So the standard die that we use for determining most things is a D20, meaning a 20-sided die. Well, that's so funny. I've got dice that look very much like that. So you have a 5% chance for nothing that you set out to do working. That means you rolled a 1, which is called a critical fail. It means that whatever you set out to do, it's not happening. On the other side
of
that,
often catastrophically
not happening in just the absolute funniest possible way. The other side of that is a natural 20, a critical success, which you have, a 5% chance of having, which means everything went better than you expected. So much better than you expected. Absolutely ideal, magical, fate-bending. And between that, there's a 90% chance for we will see. We mm-hmm. will see. Ooh, we've got a comment from, I can't read, Wolfie Tech?
It's Tyler in Columbia County.
Oh, hey, Tyler. Welcome back. Packer colors.
My first set
of dice were green and gold, but they also had black mixed in, and they were not Packer colored. They were. I was just very, very into Loki from the Marvel verse at the time, so that was the reasoning for that color.
Speaking of dice, quick thing: if you get into this hobby, you will buy too many dice.
You will buy
second
too many
of all,
dice, but also
you don't
you never
first,
have too many
the dice,
dice.
Yes. And you never have to buy dice at all if you don't want to, because you can use dice rolling apps. And also, if you want to try this or other role-playing games, just Google OGL, stands for Open Gaming License, mm-hmm. or just D&D rules. Mm-hmm. You can get the basic rules and the first few levels for free. And that's really all you need to have a good time with some friends and start learning.
That is very, very true. And then you can get into collecting beautiful, beautiful dice for all of your different characters and for all of your different moods and... You know, sometimes just for that one ability, you need a specific set of dice. I definitely speak from experience. There is so much that we could talk about with Dungeons & Dragons, and hopefully we can do that next time. I can get you to come be my co-host, Aaron, next time Dom wants a day off. This has been the Dom Salvia Show, Oops! All Producers Edition, where we have taken you a little bit behind the scenes, showing you a little bit of how that sausage gets made, because Dom wasn't here to tell me no. As well
and
as
some other fun stuff.
And some other fun stuff. We started talking a little bit about Dungeons and Dragons, which if you have any interest in it, there is a small game store near you that
sure.
offers games. I promise you. So for Small Business Saturday, if you are looking for something, look for one of those game stores. Dom
will
be
back. If
you're
in Madison, there are tons.
There are, yeah. Dom will be back on Monday. We'll see you there on the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.